Om Shanti. So the topic today is how to maintain our stage unshakable and obstacle free. So in bhakti we used to think, okay, if you just hold hand of God or if you just pray God, your path will be clear, no problems, no obstacles, nothing. God can do anything. You have to just pray Him and you'll get whatever you want. And so many times people say, if your Baba is God, why people die? Why your senior sisters and everybody died or something? No, because they think God can avoid death, or God can even bring life to the dead people, or change iron into gold. No, they think God is magician. He can do anything. He can give you vision. He can do whatever you like. But Baba says, even his own Brahma Baba used to say that, I got trapped whilst going along my path. I was so happy, I was so respected, wealthy, family life, everything was good. But as soon as Baba became the medium, he had to face many opposition. So problems, obstacles come, no doubt, will be there. And we realize it's our karma. Past karma we had to clear now with Baba's yoga power. So we will have problems and obstacles, no doubt. But we have to see that we don't get affected by that. And in the beginning of knowledge, we start having problems from our friends and family, because they can't understand our transformation. As soon as we become vegetarian and say, oh no, no marriage, no sex, no boyfriend, no parties, no fun, then the friends and relatives says, what's gone wrong with you? Some may start laughing, joking, and some may criticize, defame, everything. And so, if I have that full faith that this is truth, this is what I want, this is God whom I was looking for so many births in my bhakti, if that realization is that, the faith is there, then naturally I have courage to face this situation. I don't get affected by their jokes or criticism or defamation or whatever it is. And if we see yajna history, they had so much opposition in the early days, because in the West, so much freedom is there, especially Kumaris and even those who are self-sufficient wives, they don't care much. But in India, as you heard the story in the early days, because the women were mostly in Gyan, the husbands were not in Gyan. And husbands are the boss in the Indian society, male domineering society. Most of the societies are male domineering. But especially in Yajna, in 1930s, 40s, 50s, where women were not working, they were totally dependent on husbands or fathers for whatever they wanted. But those who had faith, they broke the bondage. They used to have some yuktis to get murlis, yuktis to meet other Brahmins, get strength, and some of them used to go in the class in the afternoon or giving one excuse going to Baba. And when it became too difficult, then they ran away from the house. But if you hear the story of so many of them, some of them had to suffer so much torture. When the Kumari will come home from class in the morning, the father will not open the door. Say, no, don't come in. And in the winter, cold outside, and the children will not be allowed to come in. And so, but because they had faith, they kept on holding Baba's hand. And once they kept holding Baba's hand, ultimately, the parents had to give up opposition. So opposition will be always there. Or people will laugh or joke or criticize. But if I know this is what is truth, this is what I want to achieve in my life, then we don't stop studying, don't stop meditating, because Baba always used to say, no, because some of the mothers, their murli, if they brought it home, if the husband found it, he will tear it. They said, but nobody can stop us from having meditation at least. Nobody can stop us from churning gyan, because 7 days we have. Nobody can stop you churning gyan. Nobody can stop meditating. And so, if our aim is there, because here also, even in the West, sometimes it happens, the husband will complain if the wife gets up early. Says, oh, you are disturbing, you are having shower early in the morning, you are disturbing me. And that sort of opposition may be there. But we have to be, Baba always says, if you are yogi-yukt and yukti-yukt, we will have to find some method to solve the problem, so that we don't miss murli, nor we disturb our laukiks. So when there is opposition from family, we had to be yogyukta and also maintain some balance. Now, because if the mother is going to class in the morning and evening, both times, and if family is neglected, then naturally the family members will have reasons to shout or scream or create peacelessness in the house and do a lot of opposition. And that's why what we had to be careful is balanced life. Especially those who are householder, they need to have that balance that they don't neglect their family. How many of you are in the family? Raise your hand. So we had to see that, especially if young children are there. Because young children need special attention. And so we had to see that we are doing that duty of looking after their needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs. Because children don't need just food at a time. but they need love, support, encouragement to study and discipline, manners, etc. So parents will have to give time to their young children. They can't just allow babysitter to look after children all the time. Children need that love and attention, and that's where we have to see. We pay attention to them, but that doesn't mean that we don't pay attention to ourselves. Because sometimes some parents go to the extreme. It's because I know one of the Indian mother, she had grown up children, but her husband was quite dependent on her. In the sense that husband will forget to take breakfast if wife is not giving lunch box in the hand, he will not take the lunch box with him. So this mother, she won't come to morning class because she had to give lunch box in the hand to the husband. Now, for young children, naturally, we had to look after, but husband should be at least responsible to look after himself. So when children are grown up, naturally we had to give them some responsibility and not keep that bondage. Because sometimes, you know, bondage, the reason of bondage is our attachment. And that's where we had to see that because of attachment, we are not tied in that bondage. So we had to see how much to spare time for family and how much time for myself. So my time, money, energy should be divided in my laukik as well as alaukik study and responsibility. So problems come because in the early days it's because of other people. But as we go along the path, the problems and obstacles come because of our own sanskars and relationship with other Brahmins and at work. Because problem comes from other friends and relations because of maybe my sanskars or situation. Because many times people will say, oh, I'm so much stressed. I'm so much under tension. I can't have yoga. I can't have Amrit Vela because my work is demanding, my family is demanding, I can't go to sleep until 11 o'clock, midnight, because I have to finish everything. So how can I wake up early morning, or how can I go to class every day? So what we had to see is Baba has taught us to have relaxation, isn't it? Meditation, we are learning to relax. If we are relaxed, we won't be under stress and tension and worry, isn't it? But sometimes it's our own sanskars demanding. No, we put pressure on ourselves that I must do it. It must be very competitive. Whatever I do must be best. Everybody should praise it. So sometimes because of our own pressure that we are under stress, tension, tired, exhausted. But if we are soul conscious, will we be exhausted and tired so much? So sometimes we are not following Baba's first direction. Now Baba's first direction is be soul conscious and remember me. Be Karma Yogi. So if I am soul conscious and in Baba's remembrance, and because I need to learn that art of maintaining my soul consciousness and Karma Yogi stage, I have to practice it. And that's where I have to see that my foundation of Jnana and Yoga is strong. Because Jnana, fortunately we understand knowledge in 7 days, isn't it? At the most 1 month we have understood Jnana. Because we have good intellect in the Western world, we are having good intellect, we can understand Jnana very easily. But as Baba says, Jnana, you don't need to just understand the point of knowledge, but you have to become power. Imbibe Jnana in such a way that you are powerful. And that's where I think mostly we are missing in that. If I have imbibed this knowledge as power, then what will happen is, in each situation, Baba has given us method how to deal with all this situation. Suppose somebody is opposing me a lot. Take it example, family member. The mother is coming to Jnana, husband or children are opposing. Now what is my state when there is opposition? If I get angry, how can I say I am soul conscious and remembering Baba? If I have fear of someone, whether at work or at home, am I soul conscious? And that's where I had to see that I maintain my soul conscious stage in difficult situation. And Mama and Baba were good example for us. Once it happened that when Mama was in Amritsar, there was a lot of opposition, a big crowd came outside the center. Mama was on the top floor and that crowd came. Now that crowd was shouting and screaming and because there was lot of opposition in Amritsar because many Kumaris came to Jnana and so they started banging door and all. So what sisters in the center did, they said, no, no, don't come now, come some other time. The crowd was not ready to go away to come again some another time. And after banging, they broke the center's gate and came in. So sister said, okay, select 5, 6 representative and come and see Mama. So some of them then came in front of Mama. So Mama was sitting in her room and meditating and in such a powerful yogi stage. As soon as they came, they forgot their problem and opposition and everything, and they sat there meditating. They couldn't speak single word. They became so quiet and sat meditating 10-15 minutes. The crowd was waiting outside. And after 15 minutes, they just bowed in front of Mama and said, Mother, 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 and went away without even complaining about anything. And that has happened few times. Once the husband of one of the mothers who was very angry because she was celibate came shouting and screaming and banging doors and destroying few objects in the center. As soon as he came in front of Mama, he just had vision of Goddess, Mother. And he just stayed in that devotional meditation. So the thing is, if I react in a negative way, suppose somebody is peaceless, shouting, screaming, criticizing, and I react in a negative way, even if I don't shout or scream, if I'm angry within, if I have fear within, if I'm worried about something, the result will be the opposite person will have more anger, will start loudly screaming and shouting. So what I need to do is maintain inner powerful stage of stability, that I am in a constant yoga. If I am able to maintain that constant yogi stage and powerful peaceful stage, and if I am sending such vibrations, you'll find whoever is opposing will become quiet. And that's what now we have to prepare our stage such powerful that we are not influenced by situations, circumstances, and that is possible if we had such a powerful yoga and we have accumulated stock of powers, because different time we will need different powers. Sometimes we need to be loving, sometimes we need to be sweet, sometimes we have to be powerful yogi. Because you have heard many stories of Mama and Baba, I'm sure Brahma Baba's story you have heard about how somebody came to murder Baba with knife. And when he saw Baba's love and Baba saying, son, 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 he really became Baba's son. He had that vision that this is Brahma Baba, father, or Guru Nanak's vision he had. And he started repenting and regretting for his impure motive. So I had to see that I'm not affected whatever situation is there, because Brahma Baba, as you know, once in Yajna there was no money to buy food. No atta, no wheat flour, no chapati, nothing to feed 300 people. No food. And the treasurer came and told Baba, Baba, no money, no atta, no chapati, how are we are going to feed 300 people? So around 8 o'clock, the cook first came to treasurer, give me money to buy atta. And treasurer came to Brahma, Baba, Baba, no money, no chapati, no atta, nothing. How are we going to feed? And Baba didn't worry. He didn't worry. He said, okay, wait until the post arrives at 10 o'clock. And in the post, there was money order. They bought wheat, made flour and gave chapati at right time, lunch time, it was, everything was ready. Miss Baba had such faith that it will happen. It is Shiv Baba's responsibility, I am Baba's child. And Baba will have to feed all these 300 Brahmins. So Brahma Baba never worried. And that's where how much, if I'm following Srimad, if I have this awareness, this is Baba's task, Baba's service, then I should have faith that Baba will provide. So on one hand, we need to plan according to our ability, and because that's where, yesterday also, Murli Baba was saying in Sunday's Murli, to have that power to discern. How much should I take responsibility? How much I should be? Because we have to be, on one hand, realistic. On other hand, we had to have that faith, Baba is Karavanhar, I am Karanhar. And then we will see that Baba will help us. Then there won't be worry, pressure, tension. And because if I take up that much responsibility that I am capable to do, and take Baba's help, because one step I had to take, courage, and Baba will help. And especially this year Baba has given us this blessing, that you have courage and I am going to help. And so especially Baba's service, Baba's task, we should have this yoga power, meditation, and courage. Then you'll find Baba will help and everything will become smooth and easy. So that's about opposition of family and friends. Next step is, I think, luckily none of you are instrument, but in some countries there is opposition from government and churches and all sorts of things in service. There has been opposition from government and everywhere else. And there we had to see that Baba says always, if there is opposition, always be careful as well as be carefree. So I had to be cautious and see that I'm not creating any uproar in the society by my any activity. Because in some of the cultures, Asian culture, the women are not allowed to wear white sari. They say white sari is the sign of a widow. So naturally, we had to be careful in the sense that no need to wear whites when we are leaving home to come to center for morning class. No need to wear white, because Baba says you can come in colored dress. So on one hand, we had to be careful about the society and our family and not create any uproar. But on other hand, we had to be carefree, not to worry what will be reaction. Because as I said, if you worry about reaction and what will happen, then your yoga is broken. You can't get strength from Baba. And so in communist country or in Muslim country or in Paka Christian country, we have to be careful. And not necessary to wear sari and kurta pajama like in many European countries. Everybody has to wear Western dress, because otherwise there is so much opposition from family and churches and all. So, we had to be careful about that, that there is no reaction unnecessary. So, the main obstacles, difficult obstacles, is my own sanskars. Because from outside, when there is obstacles, we don't... If we have jnana, yoga and faith and courage, it's easy to overcome those obstacles. But when it's my own sanskars, it takes more effort. Because yesterday only, you know, I got one letter, somebody said, I can't forgive people, I can't forget past. Or some our habit, no, whichever our impure sanskara, anger, greed, attachment, jealousy, carelessness, laziness, my own sanskars. Sometimes my own sanskars can create lot of problem and obstacles for myself. And so what I need to do is, my aim should be transforming myself. That's what I have to remember, why I have come to Baba. Why have I come to Baba? To transform myself, isn't it? That's my first aim. Because unless I transform myself, I can't transform the world. And so for my first concern is to transform myself. And I can transform myself provided I know what is my weakness. So the first step of my transformation will be introspection and honesty. Because I have to be honest with myself and look at myself. Baba has given us Gyan Mirror. Baba says these are the sign of all impurities. These are subtle impurities. So Baba has given us clear indication. Now what I need to do is spend some time to look at myself. Look at my own chart. Introspect myself honestly, so that I know what's my weakness. Because it's easy to see the weaknesses of others. It is easy to blame others. Now we say, I got angry because they are not doing what they are supposed to do. Or I'm worried because I don't have job, I don't have money, I don't have position. So we blame either circumstances, situation or people for our own weaknesses. And that's where I had to see is not to blame situation and people. But I need to overcome my weakness by powerful meditation. Because the solution is powerful meditation. And that's what I had to see, that I have powerful Amratvela. I have Karma Yogi stage. And during meditation, I keep the aim to receive opposite power from Baba. For example, if I have anger, then I need the power of tolerance, patience, love, understanding. Because if I understand why the staff is not able to do what I'm giving the direction, then I won't get angry. But if I got ego and expectation, and then I get angry with my staff that I have told you, you haven't done it, you should have done it. So I'm not trying to understand why They are making mistakes, or why they haven't done the job that they are supposed to do, and I get angry and upset. So sometimes it may be my impatience, sometimes it's my lack of understanding their situation, sometimes it may be my ego, and mainly I don't have tolerance. So I need to receive that power of tolerance. And as Dadi was saying, no, not only I say I'm Om Shanti, we say how many times per day? But really, do I feel I'm peaceful soul? Or it is just an habit, no? Because sometimes we just do it, because we are habituated to do it. It's like, just as in ordinary life, we will say hello, 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 or thank you, without really meaning thank you. No, without even meaning that we are really thanking them, we'll say thank you, or we don't feel sorry, but we just say sorry. In the same way, sometimes Om Shanti Mantra, we are just chanting it because it's our habit. But we don't really stabilize in that meaning of Om Shanti, that I'm not really aware that I'm a peaceful soul. And that's where now we have to stabilize in our original nature. When there is soul consciousness, then actually we are stabilizing in that original stage of soul is peace, love, happiness, mercy. But as soon as we become body conscious, the opposite sanskars come, or other sanskars come. And so, I had to be soul conscious and remembering Baba and during meditation, receive that power of tolerance. If I am attached to someone or something or my body, then naturally, Baba says, be loving and detached. I should love my body, look after my body, but not attached to my body. I should love my friends and relations, but I have to see that I am not attached to them. It's not mine. Huh? Because if there is I and mine, all the maya comes. If I say I, then ego. If I say mine, then attachment. And so, I look after body, I look after my relations, but with that awareness, this body is Baba's instrument for Baba's service. I look after my friends and relations, but they are Baba's children, not my children, or my husband, or my parents. So, keeping Baba in between me and others will help me to be detached. But if I think mine, then I will have attachment and sorrow and suffering. So, if, you know, Baba says, yes, use all the comfort, means of comfort. You need car, you need nice house, you need nice furniture. But don't be dependent on that. Because attachment is possessiveness and dependency. And that's what I had to see, that I'm not dependent on the comfort, means of comfort or luxury or whatever it is. Then I won't have sorrow that somebody has got nice car and I haven't got. Somebody has got nice furniture and I haven't got. So I had to really have this awareness, I belong to Baba. Baba is my world. As I establish attachment with Baba, I'll be detached from Laukiks. If I'm taking support from Baba, then I don't need to depend on my Laukik friends or relations, or they don't need to depend on me. If I'm, especially as today Baba was saying, is remain observer of drama. Detachment will be easy if I'm observer of drama. Actors are playing their part, variety actors. No, otherwise we start asking questions, why, what, how, and we waste so much time, we don't have time to meditate because we are questioning what, why, how, etc. So be observer of drama, be detached, and not take any personal insult, otherwise I become sensitive, isn't it? When I take personally, I become sensitive and I get upset. Why they are criticizing me, why they are laughing at me, why they are angry with me. So if I see them as an observer and remain detached or even beyond everything, Baba is asking us to be uparam, beyond everything, beyond the attraction of mundane world. And then I don't get upset if I not got or if my things are spoiled by someone. No, otherwise we get upset. How come somebody is spoiling my this thing? So I have to see that I'm not affected or upset by things. So as I pay attention to my own sanskaras, carelessness, laziness, subtle form of bossiness, all this subtle jealousy, all this impurity. So rather than getting frustrated with my own sanskar, sometimes we get frustrated with our own sanskar. And say, so if we are upset, naturally we can't meditate. Or if I'm spending too much time regretting and repenting and guilt feeling and all sorts of things, naturally my meditation will be broken. So realization of my impurity is good. But then I had to meditate to overcome that and not waste my time, money, energy or churn on what, why, how, etc. Because sometimes we go to the extreme of thinking too much about our past or thinking too much about our impurity and get frustrated, hopeless, and say, oh, it was better if I was not jnani. I wouldn't have worried about all these things. I would get angry and upset and get away with my job. And now I can't get angry. I can't get job done. Nobody listens to me. So that's where I should not become hopeless. Have faith in Baba. Yes, Baba will help me. I will overcome this. So on one hand, I had to introspect and realize my weakness. On the other hand, I had to see that I am receiving power from jnana points and yoga to overcome my weakness. And that also we need balanced life. Because if I'm balanced, I'll move forward fast. Because sometimes we spend too much time on Laukik job and not a Laukik study. Because sometimes we get so much involved in one thing that unless we get everything done, we are not happy. And so, using all the time that if my line of intellect is clean and clear, I'm able to make that clear decision as how much to spend time on my studies, service, laukik job, laukik, alaukik service. Everything needs to be done. But all balance, if there is balance, then naturally I won't neglect anything. And so, as much as I maintain that deep love for Baba, I'll receive that power from Baba. And if I'm receiving power from Baba, what will happen? My stage will be stable and unshakable. And so, I had to see that my love for Baba is so deep. And you know, sometimes some people complain. I think those who are there for question answer, they say, I don't experience love from Baba. I love Baba, but I don't experience love for Baba. And so naturally, if my love is not deep, then naturally I don't get the strength. And my meditation is not so good. So if I don't experience love, there must be some block in me, some impurity. Because if I have impurity in myself, then I will not experience love from Baba. Or if I have some block, because sometimes we have some block. We had nasty parents. Then we'll say, oh no, Baba, I don't want such mother, father. We can't relate to Baba as mother, father, because we had gone through in this life such nasty mother or father or partner or husband or children. Then we say, no, I can't tolerate such relationship. So then we have that subconscious block. It's sometimes subconscious block we don't realize. But we say, I can't experience Baba as my mother or father. Or I can't experience Baba as my beloved. Because one of my partner had betrayed me. I can't trust anyone. So our laukik life's experience, we sometimes mistrust even Baba. Think, okay, Baba also will be like one of them. We forget that Baba is really unlimited, unconditional lover. And He will never betray me. And so my deep love for Baba should be there, and if I haven't experienced, I had to experience it. And I had to adopt some method. Now Baba says, experiment will give you experience. So there was one sister. She was mother or grandmother. She came to me complaining, oh, my laukik mother, she never loved us. And I never received my mother's love. She was all the time busy helping my father. So I said, come on. Now you have Baba as your mother. Why you are complaining that your laukik mother didn't love you? Om Shanti. So I suggested to her that she should now establish relationship with Baba's mother and not regret that she didn't get mother's love. So what she started doing is, during her meals, whenever she used to eat her meals, she used to imagine that Baba as mother is feeding her. And within few days, she had experience of Baba as mother. So, because sometimes some people have natural love for Baba. If we have done a lot of bhakti, we have natural love for God. So it was just to transform from God to Shiva Baba. And it was not difficult. But some people didn't have that natural sanskar of love. Then they had to experiment and experience it. So whoever hasn't experienced whichever, they will have to have that aim. Now because there was one couple, they didn't have a child. So they were really feeling sorry that they didn't have a child. So I said, okay, experiment with Baba as your child. So whatever you are doing for yourself, do something for Baba also. Just as parents, when they go for shopping, what they do is, they do shopping for household, but they think, okay, for my child, I must buy something, lolly or biscuits or chocolate or ice cream or something. They buy for child, not toy, so that when parents come home, then child will say, Mom, what you have brought for me? So Mom will have to buy something for child. So they started doing same thing, that whenever they go for shopping, they will buy something for Baba's house. And so they started feeling Baba as a child, spending time, money, energy for Baba. And they didn't miss the child. So that's how whichever relationship we haven't experienced Baba's. Because one thing is, Jnana will help us to create that love. How much Baba is giving us? Now that Jnana also can help us, no? What our Laukik parents have given compared to that, what our Alaukik parents are giving us? How much Baba is giving us treasures? Of all His treasures, He's keeping free for us. He's bringing heaven on His palm for us. So when I understand this, what Baba is doing for me, naturally I will have love. Because we love somebody who is doing something. And then we have to experience love of all relationship. And then once we experience this naturally, we will not find it difficult to meditate. Because meditation is difficult when there is no love or when there is my own impurity, desires. And that's why I had to do both. I had to understand Baba deeply, I had to love Baba deeply, and I had to remove my impurity, work on my impurities also, and then my meditation will be powerful, and that will help me to maintain that stability. Because difficulties will come. There may be health problem, there may be financial problem, there may be relationship problem, sanskar problem. All sorts of difficulties will come in our path. Because in this last birth, we had to clear all karmic account. Because many times people say, oh, your mama, she was meditating so much, why she had breast cancer, or Dadi Guzar, she had been meditating for over 50 years, why she had to develop breast cancer and... But that's karma, no? Past karma. We had to suffer through our body or health, wealth, something mentally also. So if we realize that problems, obstacles will come, Maya will come also in many, many different ways. But I had to clear my past karmic account with yoga power and elevated karma. Because these problems are past karma. Obstacles are past karma, karmic result of karmic account. And so I had to clear it with yoga power and jnana power. And I don't need to stop and worry too much, because that's what the sign of Maharathis is. They don't start thinking too much and churning too much and worrying too much. As soon as problems, obstacles come, they, like great warriors, Maharathi or great warriors, what they do is jump over the obstacles. Because, one of the Murli Baba was giving the example. Now, some people, suppose a driver is driving a car and there is a big rock in the way. What driver will have to do is detour. But if a driver says, no, I must break this rock so that everybody else can go very easily, then he will take hammer and go on breaking a rock and what will happen? He'll be exhausted, spending so much time, money, energy on that. And that's why if problems, obstacles come, Baba has given us the yukti to detour rather than asking why, what, how, and digging every problem and situation. And second thing is, I should not say, what can I do? This is my old sanskar. Now sometimes we excuse. I get angry, I get worried, I get frustrated, I get sensitive and upset, and they say, but that's my nature, what can I do? So never say, this is my old sanskars. Because I had to remind myself I had died alive. So now my sanskars are Brahman sanskars. Not old sanskars, Shudra sanskars are not my sanskars. And especially sensitive nature of lack of self-respect is a very deep-rooted sanskar in anger and ego, lack of self-respect. These are our main weaknesses. And that's where we had to work on that. Maintain that self-respect. Then I won't be sensitive or egoistic. So I had to see my speciality, because Baba says you are special children. You are special souls. Do I know my specialities? I had to sit and see what are my specialities. Because every one of us has got that potential speciality. So if I know who I am, in the early days Baba used to say, churn on who I am or what I am. So I should be seeing my speciality, develop my speciality. So if I have self-respect, then I won't be so sensitive and upset, or I will not be doing something wrong to just please other people. Otherwise we do something to please other people, not so that everybody says, oh, you're good, you're excellent. So I do it to please others, not to please Baba or please myself. But sometimes we do it to please others, and that's where we had to see that I had to remind, who am I, what am I, whose child I am, what specialities I have. And so as much as I have intoxication and enthusiasm, I won't be tired and exhausted. Otherwise we get tired and exhausted, no? Because we don't have enthusiasm, not intoxication. So these are the main points to maintain my stable and unshakable stage, and remind ourselves that I am Baba's child. Then nothing will tempt us, otherwise Maya will tempt us. Angad, our memorial is Angad, unshakable. If we remind ourselves of our memorial, Maya will do, Maya will come in variety forms. But I had to remind myself, I am Angad. Remain observer, detached and unshakable. Okay, any questions? Yes? So sometimes atmosphere vibration affects us. Baba used to say, sometimes atmosphere vibration and people affect our stage. And reason is my own weakness. Now, Baba always used to give us example, Brahma Baba, no? When we used to say that, oh, people are negative, they are so much stressed, they are so much shouting and angry, that's why I get affected. And Baba used to give the example of incense stick. One incense stick, if it is burned, it can change the atmosphere of the whole room. Incense stick won't say that this is rubbish around me, why should I give fragrance? So it overcomes that atmosphere. So Baba gives one example, and another example Baba gives about rose flower. Rose flower is surrounded by thorns. And the fertilizer that we use is so smelly, isn't it? So from fertilizers, this rose plant is taking something and giving good fragrance. Rose flower doesn't affect, is not affected by the smell of fertilizer. Or even if the dustbin, smelly dustbin is there by the side of rose flower, still rose flower gives and giving fragrance. And that's what Baba used to say, they have got more sense than you. If you are complaining that atmosphere is affecting me, so you are not even as much sensible as rose flower or incense stick. So my yoga power, my gyan power should be such that I should influence them. Because it's always, no? Powerful will influence the atmosphere. If I'm weak, I'm influenced by their atmosphere. If I'm powerful, I will influence them. Also, Baba sometimes gives the example of person standing on the top of mountain. He can see the fire around in the valley, but he won't be affected because he's on the top of the mountain. If my consciousness is elevated, if my stage is upram, beyond everything, then I won't be affected by seeing even war and terrorism and whatever is around us. We won't be affected. Yeah, Jenny, you have some question. Can you come around here and ask?
I hope this isn't a question that everyone else knows the answer to. But you keep, in the Murali too, Baba says, be unshakable like Angad. What is the myth of Angad and what is the symbols in Gyan?
This is the story of Ramayana, character of Ramayana. So when Ram was fighting with Ravan, he had this, his army comprised of monkeys. That's what Ramayana says. And Angad was one of this. Hanuman and Angad were fighting for Ram against Ravan. So he was tempted by Ravan. Ravan was in power. But he was tempting Angad, saying, okay, Angad, if you join my side, I'll give you kingdom. But Angad remained with Ram. So that is the story. He was not tempted by whatever Maya was trying to. So this is our memorial in scriptures, because whatever in scripture is that is our memorial. We have been such unshakable because we are in the side of Ram. And Ravan will tempt us in many different direction. But if we have that love and faith in Ram, we won't be shaken by Ravan, Maya. Okay, last question. One question. Yeah? Then everybody can hear. Otherwise I will have to repeat.
Could you tell us a bit about what to do with emotions, why they come up, how to deal with them? Because at the level of thought, I find it's easier to check and change. But sometimes emotions, which deprive us of our clarity, we can't tell where they've come from or how to manage them, and therefore, you know, when we're emotional, it breaks connection with Baba.
Which main emotion you are talking about?
Anxiety, sadness.
If you go to the root of emotions, is thoughts. Why you become anxious? The thought is, this is the situation, how am I going to overcome it, isn't it? That's why you become anxious, that I have to do so much and I don't have that much time. What am I going to do? Now there it came, I, ego came, I had to do. And how can I do? And that's where I had to see is, rather than how can I do, this is how I had to do. Because that's what Baba has given us knowledge, this is how you had to deal with different situations. And rather than I, we have to change it to Baba. Baba will help me to do. Not I'm doing it, but Baba will guide me, Baba will help me. If I have that faith in Baba and invoke Baba and have link with Baba, then I won't become anxious. And that's where in each situation you have to use knowledge, wisdom, and at the same time, faith in Baba, help from Baba will help you to overcome that situation. Okay? It takes time, no? Because our old sanskars, nature, emotions, everything is not going to change immediately, because this is sometimes some subconscious fear are there, and it may be insecurity and all sorts of things are there, and it has got lot to do with our past interaction with other people and situation and all. So there are many things which are subconscious. But now we have to deal with knowledge and yoga. Every situation. Deal with yoga and knowledge. And take Baba's help. Don't try to solve everything by yourself. Because if I want to do everything myself, then naturally I know my limitation. Whereas if I have that faith, okay, Baba, I'm your child, you have to help. So in bhakti we were praying God, now God, please help me. But here as a child, Baba says, you can claim the right, that I got right to receive it from Baba.
You spoke about one was, for example, fear and dependency. You gave it an example of wife, and the other was how is it called? Is he meant from Germany here? No, I don't know the vocabulary. Anyway, to balance this, if I see one part is very weak and the other one is strong in an impure way, and so is it just to go and also in the practical way to practice being a soul, or just to see what is missing and try to experience this?
That in order to overcome fear, I have to remind I'm Shiv Shakti, I'm not alone. Because when you feel I'm alone and I have to face some situation, then you have fear. And that's why Baba says, remind yourself again and again, I am Shiv Shakti. So Shiva is combined with me. And I am Shakti means powerful. So by saying I am powerful, you'll become powerful. So if I'm weak, naturally I have fear. So that's where, Baba has given us all these titles. And that's where I had to take each title one day and practice it and remind myself that I am that. And then gradually you will develop that awareness. Otherwise, knowledge is just knowledge that we are Shiv Shakti, isn't it? Baba has been telling us a lot that you are Shiv Shaktis. But the thing is, that knowledge hasn't become a power for me. I haven't become Shakti. And that's why I have fear of whatever fear. So that's where Baba is saying, you use that knowledge and become power, point of power. Yes, Spanish sister, Angela. You have some question, you talk to your translator.
Baba says that when we recognize our errors and confess them to Baba, half of it is finished. And she wonders if there's any other way, because she would not like to anyone else to get to know of what I'm writing or something. If there's any other way to communicate to Baba that, or I believe that's the question. Or there's a fear of that someone else is taking part of this letter to Baba, I think. Uh-huh.
So, how to confess to Baba? Because I want to reduce my half punishment. Her question is, if I write to Baba, it may be somebody else might be reading, and it's I don't want everybody to read my confession. The other way is to, first thing is, if I am to talk to Baba during meditation, and if I feel light after that, then I finish it. But if not, I write to Baba and burn the letter. Because I think many times those who have attended writer's workshop, how many of you have attended writer's workshop? Because writing also helps us to see ourselves clearly. What I find is, sometimes we don't know ourselves, we don't see ourselves, we are not really honest to ourselves. But when we write, we have clarity and honesty. So write it to Baba, and if you don't want to send to Madhuban or don't want to give to person in charge of your center, you burn it. That will help you to feel light. And even after that, if you don't feel light, then it is best to talk to seniors who you can trust and who can help you to become light. Because I find many times people, even after writing letter to Baba, don't feel light. And their guilt gives them sorrow. And then I said, you had to talk to some instrument, some senior who you can trust, who can guide you, who can help you to become light. Because the result of your less punishment will be that you feel light and happy. Otherwise, no, there is that heaviness until you clear out. Okay, so let's have 2 minutes meditation. And if anybody has question, you can ask personally. But we finish with 2 minutes meditation.